This is the religion episode. I'm going to give you a quick description. We wonder if ghosts are just angels or demons. We discuss religion's place in the future and the role technology could play. But mostly, we just yell at God for treating us so terribly. Also, we're joined by the Big Jew. And I teach the boys some new slang. I tell them a few stories about my nana. And finally, we ponder, what's worse, a bad hand job, a lazy blow job, or a teethy blow job? Visit questionabledecisions.com for a more complete description and follow us on Facebook. Okay, stop. Visit our website, Questionable Decisions, for a more complete description and follow us on Facebook. You can just search Questionable Decisions. Follow us on Instagram at the most questionable decisions. I'm about to beat y'all ass. No, because it's hot than a bitch. Follow us on Instagram at the most questionable decisions. Talk some shit. Attempt to drag us before we attempt to drag you. And let's end the editor's note with why I don't trust religion. We'll use my nana as an example. My nana's so old, like I think she might have been a, I think my nana might have been a slave, but I can't be sure, because how do you even ask a bitch that? How do I even start that conversation? She ain't got no teeth even, so I barely understand her. She old as fuck is what I'm trying to say. But because she's so old, she's so black, she's so, so religious. My grandma is ultra religious. At her church, men and women don't even sit on the same side. And I'm pretty sure they think I'm going to hell for being such a hoe. But that's neither here nor there. My grandmother's, her husband died. I'm not sure when, because I'm a terrible family member. But her husband died before I was born. I'm almost 30. Her religion says that she could never be with another man. Like, that's it. So, by my math, that means she ain't got dick in at least 28 years. Because religion said no. I don't want to live that life, y'all. I don't even know. She looks so tired. She looks so tired. Religion is trash. Anyways, enjoy the show.
Whoa, whoa. Come on, whoa. Guys, ready? Let's go. Let's Welcome to the Questionable Decisions Podcast.
Hello, hello. Welcome to episode, what are we on now, Max? 35 or 36?
I don't know, 30-something.
30-something. I can't believe we made 36. Look at that.
I can't believe we made it this far.
Neither can I. Both of us are still alive. No injuries. Physical injuries.
Yeah. Describe alive. Like, what do you think that means? Because I've been dead inside a long fucking time.
Did you wake up this morning?
Barely.
Counts.
We'll count it.
It was annoying this morning.
On this episode, we're joined by a guest, for bits and pieces.
He's a Jew.
A fellow Jew.
Fellow.
Member of the tribe.
Say hello to Matt. Matt, say hello to everyone.
Hello. I'm Matt.
Excellent. Good introduction.
Also known as the Big Jew. Just, you know, say you know.
Let's start. I need a vocabulary bigger than two words, please.
Let's start by trying to figure out what the fuck Judaism is.
By the way, this is the religion episode.
What is that? What the fuck is the deal with that? Why don't y'all eat pork? What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
The deal with the Jews not eating pork is that, according to the legends and the stories, is when the Romans sacked the temple, they pretty much just released a bunch of pigs in the temple. And
okay, that was years ago. What's your excuse now?
I got one. I love bacon.
Thought so.
I also love bacon.
And this is every Jew's constitution right here. I hope everybody knows this. They're just down for the bacon.
Or bacon.
Down for that chorizo.
I think more modern Jews are, you know, we're trying to take it back, you know?
No. Take it back. From, meat. Take it back from what, motherfucker?
Eating pork. Eating shellfish. Oh my god, we're fucking going to town.
My great grandparents were super religious to the point where they had separate plates for meat and cheese.
That's so annoying.
It was such a pain in the ass. Like I like only remember one meal from their house. I was like fucking young as fuck. It was such a pain in the ass.
I could never do that. I'm sorry. I just couldn't. I need a regular diet.
Well, I mean, you could still eat whatever.
You need just, meat in that mouth, y'all.
I just need, like, yeah, the meat and the cheese to go together. I'm all about the blasphemy.
Yeah.
The mother and the calf. I need exactly. them together.
And the bacon.
And the bacon on top. Right. Of course.
Most Jews are really bad at being Jews.
Most of them are terrible at being Jews. But I think that...
It's like, why y'all love bacon so much?
Because, like, it's like, yeah, it's one of the things that we're supposed to not have. So it's just like, all the Jews love it.
Muslims do it much, like, Muslims are so much more on point.
Muslims are so much more on point, dude, without a doubt. Like, they do the Ramadan, like, we fast for, like, a day. They fast for 30. You know what I mean? Like, we, like, look towards somewhere when they pray. They fucking walk for miles to get there for the Meccas and stuff. For this is the Mecca, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or the Hajj? It's the Hajj, I'm sorry. But,
They go to Mecca.
Yeah. But no, they're, for the most part, yeah, it seems that practicing Muslims are so much more on point than practicing, like lightly, what's the word I'm looking for? It's odd, but in religion it goes kind of opposite. Conservative is more liberal in terms of religion. You know, you go conservative and then Orthodox. But it seems that definitely conservative Muslims, anecdotally to me at least, are much better at practicing their religion than conservative Muslims.
They better at practicing religion than everyone. They practice religion hard.
You know, like a lot of people say, I'm Christian or something. They don't actually practice. A Muslim who says they're a Muslim, like, they will practice much more, I feel, actually practice the religion.
100%.
100%.
I agree with that.
You ain't shit.
More dedicated to their. I mean, I guess you could say they're more dedicated to their faith, but I guess.
Well, I believe in my God, which is me.
That's a good God to believe in.
And he killing it, y'all. Killing it, nigga. Homeless. Nigga ain't got no job. Nigga ain't got no bitch. Nigga ain't got shit. Killing it.
I know he's lying for a couple reasons. I see some good snaps that Max has had some girls send him. Like then I know he just
I ain't got shit. No,
himself,
y'all don't understand. It's been a long my life is so sad right now. You guys
self deprecating. That was a cute white girl who sent you that snap, man.
I ain't even fucked that girl.
Don't say that. I haven't even had
sex with that girl.
I imagine you've had sex with her just multiple times.
I'm never gonna have sex with that girl. I'm sure.
Hey, listen, girl. Whoever
I ain't got no game. One number
man,
two.
You got more game than any of us.
I got no fucking time.
You got way more game than man and I combined. Like, without a doubt.
Please, both of y'all fucking bitches, I'm freaking... No, y'all niggas fuck bitches?
No, Max, we fucking, like, the same girl. Like, we ain't, like, we got lucky enough to find women to sleep with us.
Yeah, I find fucking drunk old bitches in the club. What are you talking about? Fucking my religion... fat pussy is my religion at this point.
It's better than nothing, right?
I'm gonna plead the fifth.
He pleads fifth. It's his religion, too.
I'm a pleading fifth.
I'm just saying, like, that's how I know, like, I don't believe there's a guy, but I believe that if there was, he don't like me, obviously, because he's just doing me dirty.
It's really hard to, like...
Judge that.
No, I agree with Max completely. Like, if there is a God and you created
What
people,
are you doing, bro?
What the fuck you doing, bro? Like, so
you
much shit
you just don't care.
On your watch?
You're like my mama. You just do not give a fuck about me.
Fuck.
Like, shit, I already got one of those. Now I gotta have a YouTube just shitting on me every chance you get.
That's pretty much my main... But then again, there's the whole, you know, God created free will for people.
And there's the whole my life is awesome sometimes, but that's... Oh.
God, I remember the one time I've been to a church... I was with my ex-girlfriend.
Just once?
It was with my ex-girlfriend. She was, I forget if it was Christian or Catholic, but she was into it.
How into it?
I mean, she had a giant cross tattooed on her back that was real weird to look at.
Tramp stamp?
Doggy style.
Tramp stamp?
Like, high on like the shoulders.
That's just like a high tramp stamp. It's still a tramp stamp. If you get that back tattoo, you a hoe.
But it was still...
You a basic bitch, no, but too, it was by
still,
the way.
It was still like when I'd be doing
you
it...
You basic, huh?
Doing it from behind, I'd be looking at, like, a cross.
Mm-hmm.
It was real uncomfortable for me, personally. I didn't like it after she got the tattoo so much.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy D.
Holy D, baby!
That Holy D. See, this is fucked up. This is why I didn't want to do this, because I have too many family members that are... really religious, and I feel like they're not gonna like me after this one.
That's fine. But anyway, so I went to this church for the one time, and I forget what it was, like a mega church. So it was one of those weird, like 10,000.
You've been
people,
to church once, nigga.
Like, people singing and like a rock band on stage. It was weird. Weird.
I hate white mega church.
It was exactly. It was a Saddleback Church down in Orange County. So like
Saddleback.
A big, like multi-million dollar, like
Saddleback.
Huge, like compound church. You know what
compound.
I mean?
Compound.
Oh, one of those types.
Jonestown.
Yeah, like their little baptism pool and shit, like rocks and a fake waterfall. It was very nice, but like it was not. Also, this is where all of the ugly Christmas sweaters go, because every single goddamn usher was wearing them unironically.
No, that's what they do during Christmas.
Right.
That's because they have to stand there in those suits every, like they have to wear the same thing every day. But when that usher finally get a chance to wear something new, they gonna rock it. Because they finally get the chance.
The message
I know a lot of ushers too.
The message I got from that I really disliked was pretty much, as far as I could tell, the point of the sermon was, if something good happens to you, that's all on God. Because like you should thank God for that, and like you really had no part in it. But if something bad happens to you, that's all on you. And you should ask God why the fuck that, like, that
I don't
happened.
Think it's like that. I think
that's pretty much what I got from it. And it was such a bullshit
and
thing.
I think this is why churches do so well. Because the way you feel, the way you go in there when you hear that sermon, you're gonna make a very distinct what that guy was talking about, and you're gonna compare it to your life and what's happening in your life. And that's why it works so well for people. Because sometimes I've been in church where I'm like, oh, they were talking shit. They were talking shit about me and everything I did wrong and what about you. But sometimes I go in there and it's like, oh, I was going through that and I understand and I'm working really hard. And he was talking about working hard and that's how you get shit. So that's why I think church works so well.
Maybe it's because I only went once. I missed some of the other good messages.
You were like, no, and you were like, fuck this. Because you didn't believe in it and you weren't fucking with it from jump.
I also
so that
fall
you're gonna,
asleep in the church.
Well, I fall falling asleep in church is real easy.
It just makes it easier to deal with certain things. If everything bad that happens, you're just supposed to have faith that if you keep having faith,
I don't like
that
some
good
well,
shit.
Well, I always I don't know. Like, how do we feel about the faith argument? Where
having faith in something in general?
It's just giving up. It's just giving up
I have no control problem with that. I mean, of what you can't do, like what you can't control. But
when you put it that way,
it makes it easier for certain people to deal with the world.
Max said it, that's a great way to put it. Giving up control of the things you can't control. And that's a great way to put it.
And that's having faith, but I don't understand. What I get mad is you're putting faith in this.
Right.
In this thing. Like, you can't.
I put faith in myself.
Yeah.
But I have faith in the things that I can't control that they might work out. But I don't have faith in
some guy
working them out. Yes.
Or girl or whatever. We don't know.
Yes.
I will put faith in maybe this will work out because maybe people will see it the way I see it.
You can have faith in humanity. You can have faith in an idea. You can have faith in people.
Yeah.
Yes. You can't have faith in this abstract thing.
So here's the question.
I mean, I guess you can't, because we're an idea. You can have faith in an idea.
Here's the question, though. I mean, and I guess what always trips me out is because, like, so what is God? What is God? What do you think God is? Like, is he the person pulling all the strings? Did he make the world? And then, like, what is God?
I think, like you said, the best way to describe it rationally would be the concept that people attribute to the things they can't control.
Yeah, I mean,
but
rationally, I don't think it plays here.
I know.
I think that's the problem with feelings and what you believe in. But rationals don't play
what
here.
Would God,
but
what is? I think it would completely depend on how what religion you would be in.
Well, let's say he's a real thing. What is God? What do you think God is?
I mean,
I'll answer it.
Yeah, you go first. I want to hear what you want to say because I'm not sure where you want to go.
I think God is like the way. Like when you feel a kinship with something, almost like when your kind of vibes match up, and you like, have you ever met somebody?
Yes.
And you're like, wow, I really like this person, and I don't know why I like this person, but I really really like them. And you, there's nothing about nothing. They didn't do anything. I think that kinship, that when you go outside or you go into a really beautiful place, and it hits you. And you're like, wow, this is really nice and this is really peaceful. I think that's kind of what I feel like. This is that intrinsic good or just like the base feeling that you have of anything. I think that's a God. Because that's the absolute, right?
I absolutely hear what you're saying. This kind of segues into what we were going to talk about a little bit later, but might as well bring it up now. In the dealings of God versus just general spirituality. Because I hear exactly what you're saying, and I absolutely hear what you're saying. That's, you know, the very spiritual, you know, looking out on a peaceful lake, meeting someone and just clicking with them.
Or just like that, like they say, it's something that you hear, right. And you don't know why you hear or you feel it. But I think that energy is...
I think energy, I generally hate the gypsies and the crystals with their crystal frequency and energy.
I don't even believe in that shit, but I know that sometimes I feel like, why is my stomach jumping like
this? You can, reading people. Without them saying something. Absolutely. I don't necessarily believe in, you know, people saying, oh, I can read your aura. It's this purple aura. But you can absolutely tell
what
someone...
I get what they mean by that.
You know, you and I both...
I get what they mean by that.
Both you and I are great at giving off negative energy without saying a goddamn word. It's an ability we both have.
I don't know if I do that or not.
You know damn well. You do.
I don't know if I do that or not.
My manager actually just said that she saw you leave yesterday morning and... She thought you left all like sneaky. She said you looked all like sneaky.
No, that's just racist.
And so she's a black lesbian.
What?
When did I left here looking sneaky? How?
I don't know.
How? When have I ever walked out of your house looking sneaky?
I guess because you just like she said she just like bolted out of here.
You knew when I left. I was going to help somebody move.
That's what I said.
I look sneaky.
No, she just.
I think you're like one of the
least sneakiest niggas in the world. Yeah.
You had said hello, she would have
been fine. I didn't even see her.
Exactly. Don't worry about it. I was just telling you it was relevant. It was relevant.
I'm a sneaky nigga. So don't ever forget how sneaky I am.
I absolutely hear what you're saying.
I got your back, bro. I'm just saying.
I wasn't even that angry yesterday. I was half as angry as I
You
was.
Sounded like you were in a great mood yesterday.
You were actually fine.
No, I was not in a great mood yesterday. I was also in a shitty mood yesterday.
Well, that's your problem.
I know.
Sorry.
No.
But I absolutely... I don't know if I'll necessarily apply it as God, because I don't know. Maybe
like nature or something, like just something where you feel like
wait, that's great.
Shit dies.
I love with that.
I don't know if there's like is there a God? I don't know.
See, that's the thing, because kind of like when I think of God, because I was raised Jewish, practicing Jewish school, that shit, I have a hard time thinking of God as more of an for me, the concept of God is more of a concrete, a person.
I don't think you can... constrain it to that.
Well, not like a person, but you know, like someone who's actively. So that's my concept of God, which I don't necessarily believe in, but I hear you with the spirituality and the energy of certain places and certain, you know, people and things like that. So I kind of have a weird time, kind of agreeing with myself.
I think the argument for ghosts. Could almost be made for like
I said,
with the afterlife. Like,
yeah.
I guess that is the argument, but I think it's more of a base level like that. I don't think it's one thing.
Yeah,
controlling everything. Yeah,
to me, it's kind of like a almost like a parental figure, which you know kind of works off of the kinship that you brought up. You know, a feeling of a connection, a spiritual connection, someone who helps look out for you when times are bad.
I don't think it's anyone's more, but I think that's what bothers me the most, that there's this one motherfucker at the top who's looking down and saying, this is right and this is wrong, but I'm not going to do anything to stop any of this right or wrong.
That bugs me as well.
I feel like okay, everyone has the God option in them, maybe, and some people transcend and some people don't, but I think it's more of a peer thing as opposed to this one father figure.
It's a fear thing. It's being supposed to be like, okay, being scared that your, you know, soul is going to be banished.
But I think you can be scared of that without having a God. And like, you can be scared that you're going to like be a bad person.
Do you guys believe in heaven and hell?
I believe
you believe there's an afterlife in general?
I believe there is a middle section where people get stuck. And that's where that's where ghosts come in.
Undecided. If there's a middle section, there's a top and a bottom, right?
But I think it's just like on either side, it's like living or dead. But then in the middle, it's like a little bit of both. Because I think the ghosts.
You lost me on that one.
So like ghosts, I think those are the people that got stuck.
Because I do believe in ghosts. I'm a huge ghost believer.
The ghosts, the people that harass people, I think they got stuck in the middle. But they just didn't go to where it's just, as they say, that peace, that ultimate peace. Because you don't.
So is that the hell? Reason, is that hell? Randomly?
No, I think it's just you die, and then if you cross over, you're just dead.
And that's it.
Maybe. Okay. Or you go into a different life, I think your life is done.
I hear what you're saying.
I think you either get stuck here in some weird animated suspended state. Or you go over you're in the next level.
I'm gonna take that theory completely.
And now you're a butterfly.
That fits perfectly into my acceptance of ghosts without necessarily going in heaven.
Yeah, and now you're a butterfly.
I like that.
Yeah,
like that.
That's how I feel. Because again, I've heard way more ghost stories that made sense than religious stories that made sense.
Absolutely. Way too many Man with the Hook stories that, like, you can, like...
I don't know. I just know when I went into a church and, like, they'd be touching you.
So, here's the theory. Have you guys ever heard of Pascal's theorem before?
My grandma's great.
No.
Pascal's theorem, it was an old French mathematician's theory, pretty much. It wasn't a hypothesis. It was nothing that could be actually tested. But it was a theorem on that it was safer, pretty much balancing out the odds about believing in God and living as a good person versus the small chance that ever how... versus not believing in...
I don't disagree with that, but I feel like...
But it was based on the fear of... It was based all in the fear of...
I feel like that shouldn't be a fear. You should just want to be a good fucking person.
Right, that's what Pascal's theorem was if there is a God, and the only way to...
They're trying to give you an excuse to do it. That's not fair. You shouldn't have to have an excuse to not be a cunt.
Right.
You should just... And that weirds me out, too. Like, why don't blame... Like, don't put this on God. God didn't make you be a fucking asshole. Didn't come down and tell you to be a cunt, John Smith.
Is there anything worse than those motherfuckers who, like, whenever, like, a hurricane or a flood or something happens, people say it's because of the fucking gays or because of... Like all that.
I almost hate people who said this was his plan.
Although I did hear one.
I hate that one. That this was his plan. They in a better place. Fuck off.
I heard a great story.
Fuck you. I'm not in a better place. I died at 22. Fuck you. I'm not in a better place. I wanted to be here.
There were people who were trying to, you know, conquer and enslave areas and
blame that on religion.
I mean, you know, if you have somebody who controls the land and fucks with you, and it's like basically one person who makes your whole fucking world shit.
Isn't that your
God? You can do, and all you can do is hope that something will be better.
Damn. That's why God works for people.
But then something can happen to the king. The king fucking dies. Another king comes who's better.
The king is dead. I'll live the king.
And no, but exactly. But if the bad king, something happens to the bad king, if they get conquered or some shit happens, he dies from disease or poison or something, and a new king takes over, and he's good.
Who's to say God didn't send that guy? Right, and that's the thing. That's the thing, this right? That's the thing with religion. Who the fuck knows? And this is why it's so shady.
When you blame anything on God, it's a cop out almost. It's kind of the way I look at it. When anything that happens,
but what if you're the one
that's getting positive results from blaming anything on God. Like, that's the thing. Like, that's the thing. That's why religion is kind of, that's why you got to give it up for those fools that do.
So, quick aside.
Make themselves as God. Like, damn, you just convinced a bunch of niggas that you was it?
So wow. Back to the guys who blame natural disasters on homosexuals and the like. There was a preacher who,
Do they do that anymore? I feel like they don't even do that.
They still do it. They just don't get nearly as much coverage.
Like the Westboro Baptist.
Yeah,
but like more the run-of-the-mill, just general, like, the Westboro Baptists are their own special kind of stupid and hateful. True. These are more the just general run-of-the-mill stupid and hateful. But, yeah, there's one of these preachers who would always say, if your house, gay people's houses are destroyed in natural disasters because God, was angry at the vicinity, his house was destroyed in a natural disaster.
It's true.
Welp. So that was just my one funny aside I had to go back to.
Well, all the gays' houses got destroyed out there. I mean, the not gays' houses got destroyed everyone's too. But the gays got fucked too. Like, everybody was getting fucked.
Did he say that before that happened?
Yeah.
Well, then that's what he gets.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
They can say whatever they want. That's the thing with religion. You can say whatever you want and then go back and say the exact opposite thing.
God changed his plan.
So, do you think there's a best religion?
I mean, I think the agnostic.
Well, is that a religion or is that a way of thinking?
I think it's the right one. I think it's the best one. I don't know.
So we went over this because I was always unclear. An agnostic is someone who
doesn't know and won't be audacious.
Yeah. So they won't necessarily, they don't necessarily disbelieve in God. They're open for proof one way or the other.
They're open to some kind of idea.
I'm open for that proof. Give me one. Give me one thing, y'all. Just one thing.
See, if I was dealing with classical religions, I'd probably go Buddhism. That seems like a pretty like all around good religion.
I don't know. It's shady Buddhists, huh?
Are they all Buddhists then?
I don't know enough about Buddhism.
Like, Buddhists is all about like no material.
But then okay, so you could say that about any. But then they're not that. But of course they take it to that extreme.
Of course they're not. The idea of religion is more simple than the practice.
It's so much easier than practicing.
It just sounds so easy.
I don't think Buddhism preaches any sort of superiority. I'm thinking of the concept of the religion more than the practitioners.
Exactly.
I don't know if
practitioners try to function.
I don't know if I'm taking the human element out of the practicing religion.
It's an easy way to make money.
I know the Bible has a whole lot of fucking women and colors.
It's a 1,000-year-old book.
Exactly, but that's what I'm getting. Like,
I don't know. I honestly, and if you guys know, let us know because I have no clue about the.
What do you guys think about Pastafarianism?
I don't think it's a real thing.
Why?
The internet just can't do whatever it wants, you guys.
I do love though, and it's kind of internet related. Satanist church trolling.
And I will say the internet destroyed religion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's true.
Thank you. Goodbye. That's what fucked y'all up for me. I mean, I always knew it was something shady going on, but the internet really helped a nigga out. I can't wait for that.
Good. When's it come out?
I don't know.
What?
American Gods. Did you read it? American Gods is a great book. You guys should all go out and read it before the show comes on Showtime. Thanks, though. Y'all niggas crazy.
So, do you guys have a religion that you think is worse?
Not an entire religion.
I swear to God, if you say Islam, I'm gonna smack
it's coming,
shit
it's coming, it's coming. You know it's coming.
Just any. You know anybody
he's gonna say Muslim first. Talk, he's gonna
he
say
was
Muslim.
Gonna say Muslim.
Anybody who believes in the death and destruction of anyone.
That's why I said Islam.
Is not good. But that's not everybody.
You haven't named a religion, but I still feel like you're going to naming Islam, and I don't like it.
He's gonna say all lives matter, and then I'm gonna beat his ass.
Just a small faction.
See, my theory on that is all of the ISIS, all of the religious extremists, they're not Muslims.
I say all the Middle East, y'all niggas wildin'. I won't put it on no nigga.
That's why I didn't call anybody out.
Y'all just, all crazy over there.
That's your idea. Of
like, y'all for real over there. And I don't like that kind of for real.
Religion, if you're trying to gather people up and...
The whole Middle East. I'll say it again.
Then
there's a whole group of y'all niggas out there.
That's not something...
We ain't gonna name names, but... All y'all kind of wilding out. Can y'all just say what up to each other for 5 seconds? No, because of religion. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And like, we're laughing at you. Regular people, good people are laughing at you guys. Don't do it. Just be nice to each other.
Hashtag peace.
Hashtag peace. Peace, guys.
My worst, least favorite religion has to be Mormons.
Agreed. I do agree with that.
Scientologists.
I refuse to even give them the credit of being
so they are religion.
They're
on the books.
They're cults.
On the books.
I guess it's true. Legally, they are. Didn't they just lose that status? I thought they did.
I don't know, but they're bitches.
I don't know, maybe, but I'm just going to shake my head.
Yeah. Well, if we're counting Scientology as a religion, Scientologists, for sure.
Mormons suck, though, too, yeah.
Mormons, I
actually don't know. You know what? Because the Mormons came to my door the other day. They are.
Marcus forever tainted my view of the Mormons.
They're sweet. They are so sweet.
They did come by the other time.
They are so sweet. And they're so nice.
My sister had way too long of a conversation with
them. Fucking so creepy, too. I feel like they were all going to murder me.
But the thing that I don't have a problem with Mormons. Now, unless if you guys aren't all really clear on the story behind Mormonism, this dude named Joseph Smith in the 1820s just one day woke up and came out into the town. It's like, hey guys, an angel came down to me and he gave me these.
Everybody, listen up! I got something to tell you.
He gave me these tablets from God.
Nigga, he was so cool.
And everyone's
he came
like,
down, he had a blunt in his hand. He was like, smoke this, Joe.
Yo, Joe.
Let's, Joey.
Let's see these plates. Like, I'd love to see them. And he's like, I can't. The angel told me if I show them to anyone else.
He's going to beat my ass.
Like, they'll disintegrate. And, like, none of us will reach heaven. The only one who can do this. And, by the way, the first rule he said is I can have as many wives as you want. So, Julie, Sarah, and Mary. Come on, girls. We go.
You think that's how it went down? You think it was that easy?
Yeah.
You don't think it was a couple days with him like trying to explain it? No, let me tell you again. So if I show you guys the things, they're going to disintegrate. Like, they're not going to be. You think he had to explain it to them?
Yeah, but
over
they still
and
bought
over.
It up real
they bought
quickly.
It.
And
they bought it.
White people. He got them to all move from New York to Utah.
White people, man.
Oh.
He got them to move from like upstate, gorgeous, you know, foresty New York to Utah.
I mean, those upstate niggas are kind of hicky. They get kind of like inbred the further you go up. So.
But I have a huge problem.
It's just woods up there, man.
It's just fucking like literally, it's less than 200 years old.
It's just such a creepy. They're just creepy, dude. Like that's what I think.
They really are. Like it's really uncomfortable. You guys wearing black pants and ties and. Like,
why y'all so weird?
Yeah, fuck, bruh. Get away from my fucking house.
Why y'all so weird? Oh, Mormon ass.
Look, guys, we're not interested.
We're just not that interested in what you're selling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say the worst religion. Whatever the fuck my grandma was.
Southern Baptist?
Man, her ass used to throw holy water on me like out of nowhere sometimes. Like, nigga.
We're going to slow that down. Max, will you please repeat that just so that...
My grandma used to throw holy water on me. I mean, sometimes I was passed out drunk in her house, but it's like, bitch... Don't be touching me with no holy water.
Was it holy water or was she just dumping a cup of water?
It was holy water.
She was like sprinkling it in my...
It burned?
Sometimes I would come around the corner and that bitch would just be there with the holy water. Bye. Like, bitch, what did you get? I will tackle you.
That's crazy.
She
that's
was
so good.
Her church was the weirdest. Her church was the weirdest. I told you, they used to give everybody tambourines. Everybody got a tambourine.
If you guys aren't aware, a tambourine is... The worst musical instrument to give to a room full of people.
To people who don't know how to play a tambourine. See, that's the problem.
One really knows how to play a tambourine.
It was bad.
There's like one in like 10,000 people who actually can play a tambourine.
There is a hell. And the hell is a bunch of niggas with tambourines. Oh my God. Me hungover. Oh my God.
Hot as fuck, I bet.
Oh, my grandma's church. They didn't have AC, I feel
like. No, of course not.
And there was all the women. All the women was on one side. All the men was on the other side. I mean, our choir wasn't that bad, but they wasn't like
they weren't
black people good.
They weren't really worth it.
Nah, it was just, yeah, it was tough. It was tough. And then at the end, they used to be like, who wants to come up and get blessings? Who wants the pastor to pray for you? I used to be like, nah, man, don't make me pray. And then my dad used to hit me. Get your ass up. Look at your grandma. I used to look at my grandma on the other side, bitch, staring at me. So I would get up. And what the fuck does the pastor do? He holds his hand out.
Does he smack the shit out of you?
A deacon puts holy water in his hand, and he just touches your face.
Oh, I'm really hoping he smacked the shit out of you with holy
no, water. No, but nigga, it felt like a smack. He just touches your face, and then your face is just greasy because that holy water, it's like oil in it or something. I don't know what they...
Soul Glow mixed with fucking...
It feel like Soul Glow. It feel like Jerry Curl. Dog, that shit is so thick and so gross. And I'm just sitting there, because you know it's still 10 minutes after I get out of line. And it's just sitting there.
When
and
do I feel you wipe that shit off? Like, when are you allowed to?
I mean, you try to wipe it off, but, like, you don't want to be... Everyone loves this nigga. That's the thing. Like, everyone loves him but me.
Wiping off the fucking holy water.
I'm just extra heavy with the holy water treatment for you, bro.
I'm sick of this fool.
Put the shit on, boy.
They all looking at him. Anyways. Religion scares me. That's all I'm saying. I got too many religions. Being black, everybody
religious.
It's too
easy religious. For too many people to follow something blindly, I feel.
When your whole family do. I told them that I wanted to have sex with a clone of myself, and they looked at me like it was, like I said, Satan is king.
I was present for this. It was quite.
In all fairness, you could say that to many people. I don't think you'd have to say that to just religious people that stare at you like...
No, they freaked out, though, a little bit. Like, okay, you can say it to
how
everyone.
How did that come up in conversation?
Because they was like, who will you ever be with? They were talking about people.
Right after we people, that, they right about after people. We were in that article?
They were talking about people. No, this was way before. This is why we were talking about.
Oh, shit, okay.
And they were talking about, like, being in relationships. And this is when I was extremely anti-relationship, anti-other people.
So, what, 2 months ago?
No. This is apparently better. But anyways, I was like, yeah, I would, like.
I've been with you all day. When the fuck this happened?
I was like, yeah, I'd rather, like. You know, like, if there was a clone of me, I would love to be with that person.
You're like, that's gay.
That's what they said, all kinds of shit. You gay, that's weird. Fucking weirdo, gay Bob. I was like,
hey, what's that
gay Bob.
Gay Bob?
You never heard that one?
No, what's a gay Bob?
A gay Bob? Y'all never heard that? That's what we call it. That's what, that was.
Gay Bob?
Yeah, in middle school.
I had to have you rewind that one. You said it so casually.
Gay Bob.
Yeah.
Y'all ever heard that one? That was in Michigan. We was calling it because gay Bob's all the time.
Gay Bob's? Why gay Bob? What does that mean?
I have no clue. It's just like you're gay.
Because you walk like this.
It works though. Look how happy y'all just got from it. Gay Bob was a good one.
What was the conversation that we had where I was asking about something, and Max was giving me a list of white people names, and one of them was Wet Dog. And it was like, wait, what?
You never heard that white people smell like Wet Dog?
What?
Y'all never heard that? No. That white people smell like wet dogs?
I have heard that.
I guess that's an East Coast thing, too.
I have heard white people.
Like, white people smell like
old
white dogs.
Well, it's like an old white people thing.
No, it's like a white people smell like wet dogs exactly the way I just said it every time.
I'm telling you, it's an old people thing.
Okay, telling me the guy who makes fun of white people all the time. No, y'all smell like wet dog.
Partially. Yeah,
and you smell like wet dog, nigga. It smell like a dog beach day in this apartment right now. With all y'all whiteies. Y'all niggas smell like wet dog. We just saying. And y'all don't shower.
What? It's a bold-faced lie. You even shower this morning?
Is this about me or is this
it
about
quickly
you?
Became about you.
Is this about me or is this about you?
It's about you now.
Did you shower this morning?
The question's about you, motherfucker. So, the question was about you. Tell the truth.
You a gay Bob.
Can you wear that shirt yesterday?
Huh?
What?
I wore the shirt for like 5 minutes when I went outside.
It's 5 minutes longer than you wore yesterday.
You're a dumb hoe.
What the fuck are you even saying?
I'll edit that out. Dumb cunt bag.
Please.
Yeah, religion's a strange, strange concept. Do you think religion has a place in the future?
I think it's gonna... I mean, it'll always prevail, but I think it'll get smaller and smaller and become a more niche... Kind of like for you to do it, it's going to be something else. Like, you, like again, there are people that need religion, and I don't want to knock it because religion is a good thing. Religion teaches you to
you know, believe in something other than yourself. Be a good person.
Most religions do just preach being a good person.
Being a good person. So don't get me wrong. And some people use it the right way. Just because we look at it jaded and we're like...
cynical as fuck, yeah.
Like, that doesn't mean everyone's not like that. So absolutely. There will always be a place for religion.
But here's then my question as the jaded view. Can't we just teach people to do that without the specter of religion?
No, because some people need something else pushing them. And for some people it's other people. For some people it's like, you know, a mentor. For like it's different stuff for different people. And for some people it's, holy shit will go bad if I don't.
Right.
Like, some people need that motivation. So, okay. More power.
I think also a part of it is where you are in the world. And honestly, the more technology is involved in your daily life, like you said, it is killing religion. It's making religion a smaller faction in the world. Eventually, if the whole world is as industrialized as the United States, then... you're just going to have... if people want to be religious, they're going to go find it. Practicing
religion is
going to go down. And there's going to be people who are just... who just be and just are, you know?
But some people need that to be.
And there are people who... Some people need that. Some people... and that's okay, you know?
That is okay, yeah.
People go in and out of needing that. And that's why it's there. It's there it's there if you need it.
But I think the structure of religion might...
takes over and... you know, so, it's like, give yourself up to God or the other.
So I think if anything stops, it's that. You know? When people can just praise God in their own room with other people.
I mean, honestly.
Because of the internet.
I think having to pay to be a part of a religion is...
that was something that blew my mind the first time that I found out about it. We were going to one of the high holidays at...
and you have tickets for that shit.
Yeah, one of the high holidays. We had tickets.
They got me a ticket.
And I asked my mom, I was like... what's the deal with getting tickets? It's like, oh, you have to be a member to only get tickets. It's like, oh, like, how do you be a member? You just sign up and go? And she's like, no, you have to pay dues. And like Matt said, it blew my mind that, yes, you'd have to pay to attend and go praise God. That's all.
I don't believe in that. I don't believe in having to pay to praise anybody or anything.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. I was young. I was like, 10, 13. Full of piss and angst. I was like, wait, that's bullshit. Like, you mean to tell me if I didn't have a ticket and I wanted to come here and pray on, like, the highest of holy days?
Don't nobody want your broke ass here, nigga. Like, let's be real. Like, nobody wants you here, nigga. With your broke ass. Sitting there with your broke ass, nigga.
I completely agree with Zach.
It's some bullshit. Excuse my language.
You should never have to feel
that. That's the language you're gonna apologize for?
Quick question.
Long answer.
What do you guys think? Okay. What do you guys think about? Like, what do you think heaven is? What's your heaven?
I think the...
obviously, it's going to differ for each person of what their own idea of paradise and like, is this... I guess I'll say my idea of it would be... I don't know, just, being in a place... the classic depiction of heaven. Not necessarily the angels and harps and shit, but the... you have whatever you want. You know what I mean? Like, not necessarily, like, evil... cruel desires, but you're finally, you've got like what you want to be at peace and happy, and it's just kind of like that, what I mean? I don't know if it's necessarily like the, I'd love a beer right now, pop, or if it's just this, an eternal feeling of contentment and happiness and no unease, no being anxious, what I mean? I mean, I don't know if heaven is necessarily a place where you physically inhabit, or would it just be a state of mind forever, where it's just like, I mean, shit, we're all stressing, everyone, about so much things. Imagine a place where it's just peace and contentness.
Okay, well, okay, let's say this then, because this is more my question. Like, okay, if you had to give heaven, like, a place, like a description, like, what it feels like, what it looks like, who you're talking to, like, okay, there's clouds, like, describe
right.
Your heaven to me. Because I tell you what my heaven's like.
Let's hear your heaven.
We in the clouds. We in the clouds. We in the clouds, obviously. Now imagine.
We got wings. Because I won't lie. I said that wasn't in my picture, but I'm kind of down for it.
I don't think we have wings, but I think we're jumping. Like, we're doing the jump, but it's like we're not really jumping. It's kind of just like, woo.
The moon jump?
Yeah, the moon jump.
Dude, I have those dreams all the time.
We moon jumping. Okay, just totally chill.
I hate waking up totally to moon jumping dreams because you can feel yourself losing the ability to moon jump.
Totally chill.
No, I don't want to wake up. I want to keep moon jumping. Thump.
I had no idea what to call it until you just said that. Moon jumping.
I said it. So we're moon jumping, and it's basically like, okay, you remember during summer vacation when you ain't have shit to do? Like, just when you ain't got, you don't have any priorities, anything that you have to, no work you have to think of, but you're a grown man, okay?
Can't remember the last
time. But you're a grown man, and you don't want to do drugs, you don't want to do shit, you just want to sit in silence and moon jump. And that's what I think it's like. I think it's just everyone kind of is there, but we all got our own little shit.
Max, you're a reader. You can probably answer this question. What's the secret to flying?
I don't know.
Haven't you read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Nope.
The secret to flying is falling and forgetting to hit the ground. We should read that. I'll get you that book. I got the whole collection.
That's kind of what moon jumping feels like. Because I don't even remember hitting the ground when you're moon jumping.
I don't have dreams like this. I don't know what the fuck y'all are talking about.
Well, we just talked about moon jumping, so what the fuck are you talking
about? I feel like dreams are things that white people have.
It's dreams and fathers.
Like that.
Yeah, because, you know, there's no stress. Like, stress niggas don't dream. Like, y'all are having dreams like this all the time.
I just think heaven is going to be exactly what you want it to be. And you don't have to think.
No, that's not fair.
It's all of your... Everything.
Do you know your dad in heaven?
Of course, yeah.
I think that's the best part.
Yeah, I think that's the best part. You're done. Now, here's my question. Can you go back and see the other niggas? Like, do you think that there's guardian angels that people, like, hang out and they're like, I gotta look out for my little nigga Max. I gotta look out for him.
Kinda. Yeah, sure. You think so? I mean, like, wouldn't you want that? Wouldn't you want the ability
to... I would love it, but do I think that I'm that special where there's a guardian angel dedicated to me?
It's not about dedicated. It's just like they do what they can.
You know, you brought up an interesting thing.
What are you talking about? Don't eat. Like, it's your guardian angel.
Maybe not the whole angel part of it, but I do like the concept of loved ones and friends being your...
Yeah, what are they doing, though? What are they doing? What does that mean?
For us, not a whole fucking lot.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they make a situation that was bad less bad somehow.
Maybe they don't.
No, I ain't a whole huge believer in that shit.
I don't know, man. But that's the point. That's why different people believe different things. And some other people do believe that was all part of somebody's plan.
I mean, there have been some situations where I'm like, how did this work? This shouldn't have worked. This should never have worked.
Like, there are times you sit there and you wonder, how the fuck did I end up in this place?
But maybe it's not you that made it better. Maybe someone else just, like, see, that's the thing with guardian angels, right? Like, you're saying now, it's a me, like, I'm the reason that something good happened. Not maybe just that other motherfucker fucked up and missed what you was doing that was wrong. Maybe it wasn't you at all. Maybe just with all the different pieces involved, it didn't line up for you. And I think people are so confused with random. Like, we can't figure out the random. Like, it's a random fucking world we live in. That's how the earth was fucking, like, that's how we were made. So that's how the universe was made, just random bullshit. And I think people are so uncomfortable with that it's like, oh, my guardian angel was looking out for me.
God represents that. Or God represents
that. Yeah.
I mean, you know?
Don't be scared.
Like, some kind of heavenly support, you know, that's always watching over you, even when things are bad.
You're trash. You're trash. Your family's trash. God is trash.
But the idea is you're supposed to be grateful for the things that you do have.
You trash. Oh, I don't want people smoking during my podcast.
So it's like, oh no, I may not have a job right now, but I have my health and I have
someone big might pick us up.
I have rent paid for the rest of this month and most likely next month. And you know?
Yeah, but you still trash. So why y'all niggas out there acting like you ain't trash? It ain't God's fault that you trash. You just trash because you ain't trash.
Damn, that's
wait, because you ain't trash? Because you is trash. Excuse my mistakes there.
But we all trash.
Exactly. I've been trash since I came out. Nah. That trash ass. I'm not going to do it.
The Gowanus Canal.
Just looking at this motherfucker. I don't think
you're gonna trash, hear me. Trash, trash, trash.
I don't think you're gonna hear me, but right as he said it, I just looked at him and was like, oh, you're gonna fucking say it.
Gowanus. Anyways, what do you guys think hell is?
That's an interesting question.
I mean,
I think,
I think some kind of,
a some room kind full of tambourines.
Think of like a Groundhog's Day where no matter what you do, everything's the same every day.
See,
but he had fun with that shit.
Well, but like, okay, yeah, but that's a move. But that's a movie. I'm talking about where things, like, okay, imagine a Groundhog Day situation where you just wake up and you go to something you hate doing every day. If you have a desk job that you hate, like you're there every day.
Every day.
And you're just doing shit that you hate every day. And there's like, for some reason you never have lunch, or for some reason you're always there for, you know, 12 to 15 hours, you know. Or you never eat for some reason, you know. You're just like not even realizing that.
See, I think I don't think you can escape it.
You can't. You're
stuck.
You realize you can't escape, and that fact, like, feels dooming. And
I feel like it's just being stuck in an elevator with like four or five people that you fucking hate, and just like these niggas aren't interesting. They basic. I'm so much better than them. And you just stuck in this elevator with them forever. And then sometimes, like, the firefighters will fuck with you. They're like, we're on the way. And then you just get your hopes up every time.
And then something always happens to the door. That it gets welded shut, or you guys fall.
Or it's like being in a conversation. With someone that just is.
Coming to hell would just be a good one for me, or not a good one, a bad one for me would be just
spiders.
No, too direct.
More
of just waking up, and you just know something is chasing you. You don't know what, but something is chasing you.
That's the cool part
and
about
you just
hell.
Have to like get away from it.
And you don't, do you see it or do you not see it?
You never see it.
That's the cool part about hell, though, right?
It's just chasing you.
That's the cool part about hell, though, right?
You don't sleep
well, it changes.
You don't really eat.
Can we say that the things that would sneak up on you in heaven would just be good things instead of like.
You'd like turn around, oh, a giant ice cream cone.
Your dick's in someone's hand, oh my God.
Like instead of terrible, you know, terrible demon hell things, there are things that do sneak up on you that are positive. I mean, not all sneak, you know, it's not all that bad. But like, okay, anyway, back to your point.
Heaven's just.
Yeah,
perpetual
hand jobs. I think
perpetual bad hand job. Because a good, don't get me wrong, a good hand job will get you there, but it's just, there's so few and far in between.
Yeah. Let's be honest.
A perpetual bad blow job. What's worse, a bad blow job? A bad blow job.
Bad blow job's so much worse.
A bad blow job.
I personally am offended by
lazy blow jobs. No, a lazy blow job doesn't make me as mad as like a teethy blow job.
Well, that's an experience.
Cheesy, like, ugh.
That's almost like an inexperience. Like, they think they're...
Nah. They be grown bitches.
Cheesy-ass blowjobs?
Yeah. They out there. I be feeling like it's those bitches that just be like, I don't like sucking dick. He gon' know. Like, bitch, you can suck dick better than that. I know you can. I ain't stupid. Hell can be anything, though, right?
Hell that's can, cool. I mean, that's the thing.
Everybody's hell is different.
Heaven. Yeah, everything's hell. Everyone's hell. Heaven will be different.
And that's why each person can have a different level of belief in it, because it can be something different for them.
Yeah, if you're not too afraid of hell, you might, you know, sociopaths and shit.
Hennessy. Well, Hennessy? Just like unlimited Hennessy be heaven or hell. Yes.
Hennessy fountain.
Heaven or hell.
And you never get too drunk. You're always that
person. Or you're never not hungover.
Yeah, you never know. But you can, but you should, Matt. I think
that's
you should.
Hell.
Just you should be able to hangover and fine drunk. I think that perfect level of drunk.
You still can't, like, drink water.
And it's like, you feel it, like, in the middle of your chest.
That perfect level of drunk where you're just playing, like, you're nailing everything in beer pong, you know? You're like, choo, choo,
choo, choo. My window is so small for that. It's always like, oh, he really good in drunk.
But, like, half a game.
But that's even, you're always in that zone.
In that zone? Oh, in that I'm just fucked up enough zone.
Exactly. You never get too drunk. You never get hungover. You can drink as much as you want because your liver's made of whatever. Alcohol.
Gold. Alcohol liver.
You know, you're not, because it's heaven. It's great. It's perfect. You go to work, and what do? You probably, like, you make the alcohol that you drink.
Hell is probably just
party.
Hell is probably just a loop of questionable decisions podcast.
Just but like the early ones when he was in New York, you know. So we're like, quality's real shit.
I was better than ever. I was so fucking happy.
It was always great.
No. I meant the, like, the actual sound quality.
Remember how happy and fucking drunk I was back then? God, I miss him.
Every goddamn day.
Miss that.
You remember 2008, Max?
Oh, that Max.
Was that 2008? No.
No, I'm just fucking with you. That was our fucking video.
It's just the end. Yeah.
2008 Max
was on it. That fool was fleek as fuck.
Man, nigga, 2008 Max, man. My dick was really in. And I was wearing drawers back then. Like, I was wearing drawers back then, and my dick wasn't even in my drawers.
Should
I love 2008.
Maybe start small? Have you start wearing drawers again?
Do you fucking hate me? This guy, you see why I fucking argue with him all the time? Because, like, nigga, you don't know me already. Like, you don't know me. You don't care about me. You don't already like me.
Really, I sent him a text message two nights ago or something.
You don't wear drawers anymore.
That's also a good question.
What's wrong with a nice pair of underwear?
One, I'm
boxers.
One, I don't sweat as much as you fucking gross fucking.
It's not about sweating. So there's a layer between your. You and your nasty body and shit and your fucking pants.
Sorry.
I mean, in all fairness, if you wipe, like, it's not really that big of a deal.
It's not really that big of a deal. And you're much more gross than me. And much more gross than I've ever been.
Damn,
draws or no draws, my nigga. Like, don't try me like that. Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
No, nothing about me.
I'm not like you where you're sweating when you're sitting down and just, like.
No, nothing about me, bro.
I know a lot.
You know nothing about me.
I'm deep.
Oh, yeah?
I'm deep, cuz.
You ain't deep.
Anyways, we gotta get out of here. I'm worked up. I am worked up on this.
It's because he's hungry.
We got more religion we want to talk about. I talked shit about Mormons.
Scientology fun.
Look, if
we really didn't talk a whole lot of shit about Scientology.
Fuck Scientology, y'all.
Fight us, Scientology. I can start a cult, easy, my nigga.
Y'all
fucking bullshit. Fight us. Sue us. Get us in the news.
Y'all niggas, Tom Cruise. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love him, but like, that's y'all guy. That's y'all guy. Y'all couldn't even keep Will Smith. His family's weird, my nigga. Like, y'all.
Look at Jaden.
Pull your shit. Pull your shit back, my nigga. They live in a galaxy.
President of Scientology is a shady motherfucker.
He literally live, like, on a galaxy.
They literally are on, like, in L. Ron Hubbard's planet.
Like, their house is a galaxy.
L. Ron Hubbard Drive should not be a real street name.
Fuck Scientology.
Hashtag fuck Scientology. Hashtag religion.
Hashtag sophisticated degeneracy. Hashtag questionable decisions.
The less we'll need religion.
Hashtag sophisticated degeneracy. Hashtag questionable decisions. Hashtag we don't think that at all, Matt.
What the fuck are you talking about? Don't you dare hashtag over our podcast.
Sorry.
That nigga's just hashtagged, hashtagged.
Couple hashtags.
Hashtag, hashtagged. Anyways, You guys...
Ooh, no, we love Matt. Thank you, Matt, for letting us
record here. We should start a cutie religion, QDR. Cutie religions. Cutie religion?
That sounds like a terrible idea. I wholeheartedly do not support that.
All right, whatever, y'all. see us...
Unless we get your grandma to write the articles.
See us... I can't even have a conversation with her because she ain't got no teeth.
He was a damn fool. Can we please get her to write, like, a couple QDR?
Email.
She don't trust us at all. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. I said y'all niggas can't fuck with me.